And Warwick Hadfield joins us now to talk sport. Hello, Warwick.
Hello, Fran.
Well, we really are at the business end of the season now. And in rugby league, Billy Slater's trip to the judiciary dominates the start of grand final week for the NRL. Was it a shoulder charge or was it a shoulder collision? What do you reckon?
Well, the opinions are seriously divided, Fran, and not just divided, but divisive too. I think along the lines of the fact that he plays for Melbourne might be affecting the judgment of some people in Sydney. But look, even before we get to Cooper Cronk's crook shoulder, this shoulder charge wasn't or isn't is going to be the story, and at least until tomorrow. This is after the NRL failed to find a prosecutor to hear the case until then. This is astonishing. Apparently one of the HQ's resident silks has gone to Europe. That's in grand final week, and the other is out of town. And they wonder why people reckon the NRL couldn't run a chook raffle, even with the chooks in the grand final. As we said, it'll be on tomorrow night. Which way it goes? Well, as I said, opinions are divided. Some want Slater banned for life, and that's what will happen if he misses the grand final, because it's his last ever game. Others think it's a travesty that he was even charged, Fran. I guess the three wise people who make up the judiciary have got much on their plate tomorrow.
I haven't seen it. I didn't see it. What do you think?
Oh, look, the reason the offence of the shoulder charge has been cracked down on so much is it can cause serious injury. But what Billy Slater was trying to do was to knock the winger or the player over the sidelines. It wasn't sort of one of those damaging ones. So, look, I think there is a place for some leniency. Head ruling heart and all that sort of stuff, because it's his last game, shouldn't come into it. But I think the offence is not serious enough for him to be scrubbed out, Fran. There you go. That'll cause arguments in Sydney, I'm sure.
Well, it's grand final week in the AFL too, but we'll talk about that after 7:30,
yes.
Because in basketball, the Opals remain unbeaten in their World Cup.
France, Her Eminence Liz Cambage scored the first 10 points last night as they thrashed Argentina, 84-83, and that's after beating Nigeria in Game 1. Cambage again to the fore. If the Opals can beat Turkey tomorrow night, they'll end up on top of Group B, and that's a vital thing because it means they won't play the USA until the grand final. Of course, that presumes they can win a few games in between. And look, one of the great things to come out of the game is the continued growth of this teenager, Ezzie Magbegor. She's wearing the mantle of the next Lauren Jackson. Not bad when you're 19, but she has been players of the tournament at under 17 level, and Big Loz is looking after her. She continues her development, Fran.
Well, Lauren Jackson was a superstar at 17, I think. She had that written all over, so perhaps it's no different for this young woman. Warwick, more sport at 7:30. Thank you.
Good on you, Fran.